What About Service Desk? IT Service Management Podcast from Modus ITO. Hello and welcome everybody to our next episode of What About Service Desk? My name is Julia Stolberg and with my colleagues, we discuss different service desk topics. And today with me in the studio is Andreas Ellinger. Andreas knows the ups and yes, also the downs in the service desk environment, because he is a service desk manager since nearly 20 years and he is responsible for a huge help desk in the aviation sector. Andreas, I'm really happy to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you, Julia, for the introduction. My name is Andreas Ellinger. I'm in the service desk business since almost 20 years. In that ambience, I had different positions, starting from the service desk analyst over team lead, project management. And now, since a couple of years, I'm running different service desks. One of them is, as you stated, out of the aviation sector. Yeah, and I'm happy to be here today. And yeah, let's start with the topic.
Thank you, Andreas, for your introduction. As some of you know, we also have online events, and in those events, we discuss different service desk topics with our participants. And in one of our last online seminars, we spoke, what a surprise, about KPI measurement. And the number of participants on this topic exceeded our expectations. So it seems to be a topic that occupies many people's minds. And that's why we talk about KPI measurement in the service desk in today's podcast. In our last online event, we asked our participants about the SLA they know or they use. And we got answers like phone reachability, solution rate or first solution rate and also first phone fix. And Andreas, from your point of view, are these typical SLAs in the service desk?
Absolutely. If you talk about service desk business, of course, you got some SLA to be measured regarding reachability, availability. Phone reachability, I would say, is one of the key factors in service desk KPIs. Apart from that, of course, reaction time, then you might measure, and we recommend this as customer satisfaction, which is a very important point, which we will talk about for sure later on. And, of course, other topics might be, for example, the duration of the whole support procedure. What is important, before you start measuring your service desk, you have to have a clear idea on what you like to measure. Is it only the service desk itself, or do you want to get an overview about your whole IT service management process? This is one of the key factors, which will be, of course, a topic in our today's podcast. Yeah, and that's for the introduction, and let's go further on with the topic.
Okay, thank you for the short overview. And now let's move on to another interesting question, and I'm sure our audience has asked themselves this question before. So we look forward to which SLA can be measured.
So when we talk about service level measurement in the service desk, of course, reaction time, as stated, is the key factor. Some typical values here regarding phone availability might be a certain percentage of handled calls within a certain time frame. A typical value would be, for example, 80% of the calls handled within 30 seconds, within 20 seconds, or 40 seconds. We have all those different sets depending on our different service desk contract. Some more into call center business might say, oh, these are really long times, but of course, we are talking about IT service. So, of course, reaction time is one of the key points here, but it's not the important one or the most important one. What we are into is more the whole process. So how long does it take from the first contact to the service desk until the end solution for the user? And this might very differ from the topic that has been raised or from the specific environment the customer has. So yes, reaction time is one of the most important topics, and typical values have been stated. By the way, you can measure not only the phone, you can measure reaction times on chat. We are doing that. as well. So typical values would be a certain amount of percentage within a time frame, 1 minute, 2 minutes, depending on the customer requirements. By the way, our experience says that introducing chat in a service desk environment may reduce your email amount about up to 60%. This is the experience what we have. And so it's a nice value as well for customer satisfaction, because you know, chat is quite a different topic. You can do other things while the analyst is answering, and you're not on the phone, so you might be also on another phone call and getting support anyway. Email is still in the service desk environment a very important thing, and also in this topic you may measure reaction time, response time, and so on. Another important topic is, of course, customer satisfaction. We suggest to measure customer satisfaction in each service desk environment. So what do we ask our customer when we talk about service desk satisfaction? Well, of course, overall satisfaction is one of the keys, but also technical skills, reliability, of course, reachability, but also soft skill. For us, it is very important that our employees are not only able to support the clients from a technical perspective, but also have the right sentences in mind and do act as a real customer support. And depending on the fact whether you would like to measure only your service desk performance or the whole of the service management process, the whole processing time is one of the topics we ask as well for customer satisfaction.
Okay, thanks, Andreas, for those internal information of the SLA measurement of Modis ITO. You spoke about phone reachability and IT support by chat, and also about the customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction was also in response from our audience in the last online event on KPI measurement. But how does it look like in everyday life? From time to time, users are waiting for an answer. They need help with the software, the PC doesn't work, the printer doesn't print, or something like that, so they can't work. And this is very expensive for companies. It's, let me say, dangerous for the business. So please, let's speak about the business value SLAs have or should have.
Yeah, thank you, Julia, for this very important question. I think business value is one of the keys here. Let's start about thinking of an ideal world. In an ideal world, would mean you have service levels agreed in the contract, and if you fulfill all these service levels, so every target that you implement with the customer is matched, then everything is fine. Unfortunately, and this is what we see in our day-to-day business, the world isn't that ideal. So very often the SLAs agreed in the contract are not the ones with the highest business value. So why is that happening? One of the main reasons is that the decision maker, once we talk about outsourcing or implementing a service desk, are not out of the business that is affected by that service, but are other parties in the company, such as procurement, such as management function, that are in a not ideal world we are talking about, do not have the complete overview what the business is about in that specific area. So it is very important to understand before agreeing on service level, what does the end user base think about it? And what is the real impact on not having a working service? And how can you get there? Well, the most important thing is ask your end user base and ask them before you get in contact with a potential supplier, because this is very important to understand what is the real business value for the departments affected by that service. Just to make, Julia, if you give me the time, to make a short example. For example, you may define a service level about fixed time for printers, yeah, which is valid for all the company. For sure, a printer is not always a printer. Example, a printer in the department that is making the payrolls. If that printer doesn't work in a certain time frame of the month, the salary would not be paid, which has a huge impact. And in other time frames during the month, that printer is important as all the other printers. So you have to stick to those specific things when implementing SLAs. It is valid to have an overall SLA for printers, for example, but it is very important that you ask the business before, are there some hints and tricks that we need to understand before starting to implement, to agree on, and to measure service levels.
Thank you for those really interesting information concerning the service desk environment. And as you said, Andreas, IT usually has a supporting role in companies, and so the needs in companies are highly individual. This leads me to another question. How do you identify the needs of the customers and also of the users?
This is also important. Ideally, this should be already included when you start the request for proposal process. So before you go out to the world, let's say, and you state you have to build a service desk, you want to have some offers from different suppliers, or whether you would like to do this internally, because we are talking mainly about two basic rules here. You might outsource your service desk to an external company, and you might do this internally. In both situations, it is very important to understand what are the client's needs. Why are you doing that? So what is your scope for doing that? Is it only cost saving? Is it to review and implement new procedures about your whole service desk management process or service management process? And that's important. So important asking the end user base, asking the business, the decision makers, as stated, are not always the ones affected directly by the business. So make some survey within your company, ask the right people. And once you have done that, then you can start with the RFP process and you will get the answer from the companies or from internal suppliers that you want. And that is the important issue.
My impression is there are a lot of risk and, of course, benefits of SLA, and you spoke about that a little bit between your lines. May you please give us some input to this point of view?
Yes, of course. I mean, measuring service levels and KPIs has, of course, a lot of benefits. What you will get is a relatively precise, standardized statement about certain performance parameters. This all is measured over a certain time frame, so you get trends, you see deviations. You also see the weak points that you can work on and improve them. This is, of course, a huge benefit. So you will get a nearly full picture about what is your service about, what is your IT process, and so on. Of course, there are not also always only benefits, but there are also some risks. And one of the risks might be that you put, while implementing specific service levels in your service desk environment, to focus only on those service levels. For example, if you have availability, as stated before, and you get a lack of availability for different reasons, might be rollout of a new software product or any other reason. Of course, it's easy to fix that issue with the reachability. You put simply more people on the phone or on the email handling or on the chat, and that issue is then solved. But it might be that it will not satisfy your end users because you're a little bit stressed. So you might be faster on the phone, not going to the point of the issue, just focusing on managing on handling calls. This is one of the issues that you have specific SLAs and you cannot only focus on them. You have to see the overall impact of your service and the overall perception. So one of the main risks is that you focus only on the service levels that are agreed. You think everything is fine, but your end users aren't happy. And this is one of the main issues within the service desk environment.
Okay, that's a really interesting topic. Overregulation in the service desk, as you said. And what is your recommendation to avoid too many SLA?
Yeah, this is also a very, very good point. Let's be a little bit Shakespeare. To measure or not to measure is basically the question. Important point here is you will not get an improvement by only measuring things. Of course, in a service desk environment, you might measure everything, but this alone will not help you to improve your service and your service perception. So you have to understand, and this is the experience we have in over 20 years of business, the service desk is only one part of the whole service management process within a company. So it is very important out of that bunch of service levels, the catalog, you have things to measure to pick up the right things. So, of course, you might ask, what are the right ones? So, generally speaking, this is very much depending on the specific environment and on the customer needs. However, our recommendation is to have a set of sensible service level, including, in any case, some kind of availability measures, reachability, as we spoke before, availability on the phone in a certain time frame, and adding that with customer satisfaction measures that you implement. For us, it's very important to have, let's say, hard figures, so phone availability, solution time, and processing time on the overall side, but also to get feedback from your end users. And we suggest to have customer satisfaction questions being asked to the end user base, not from the very beginning, but very early within transition after a few weeks, because you have the time to adapt things also when you start early. And we highly recommend not only to have hard questions in that, whether you can answer with yes or no, or with from 1 to 10, but also give the opportunity to let your end users comment. This is very helpful. Of course, it's a little bit of more work because you have to read all those commands. And in ideally, you would contact the end users with specific commands. But this is very, very important to get a continuous improvement in your service desk process.
I'm not sure, but I think we heard customer satisfaction not only one time today in today's podcast. And I guess we should speak about this topic in one of our next podcasts. Back to today, I guess we have heard so much about SLA. Perhaps our listeners would like to hear more about the tools. So which tools do you use for SLA measurement?
Very good question, Julia, and let's start with that. There are a lot. There are really a lot, and I think we should do another podcast if we would like to talk about what specific tools we're using, but just to give you an overview. Well, basically, the tools have different tasks to do. One is the day-to-day business, so that you see in real time what's going on within your service desk. So you need to have tools in place that are showing you what's currently ongoing within your services. So how is the reachability, how many people are available, what's the call duration, and so on. And these tools are important not only for the steering functions within the service desk, but also for the employees themselves. So per our experience, and this is exactly what we're doing in our service desks, is to give those tools, of course, to the team leads in order to understand what's the overall performance of the team, what is the current status of each. But we also give our analysts this opportunity. So even our employees are able to understand what's going on. So we have large screens within our desks so that everybody can see what's the current status, how many calls are waiting, what's the average time, and so on. And as a side note, and I think this is very important, Julia, as well, since we are living very specific times right now, and pandemic times are a huge challenge for our business, of course, having these tools in place we were able to manage to move about 90% of our employee base at home, doing the same job with the same results, because those tools I was talking about are available to each and everybody also from remote. So this is one of the success stories. If you have the right tools in place, you can manage these situations very easily. And this is what we did. And we did that, by the way, before our clients were doing that. So when the huge move to the home offices was starting, we already were there, able to work and could help our end users. So that was the first point, talking about the tools for the day-to-day business. Of course, if you agree on service levels, you have to show to your clients specific reports or to your management and to other functions involved. So the base of all our tools and measurement functions is our data warehouse, where each kind of data comes in. This is allowing us to pull out specific reports based on the customer requirements, based on management requirements. This is basically the key for all our tools. By the way, we are not only using our own tools. We have kind of setups within our service desk where we simply use the tools of our clients. This is very specific. Might be challenging sometimes, but it's recommended, for example, in an environment where your client has already a working IT infrastructure and is basically out-tasking only a small part, such as the service desk. So they have everything in place. They have a very good reporting engine. They have a ticket system. And so it is not worth to set up everything from you if they have everything in place. So we just jump into their system using their tools and doing basically the same job. So a lot of tools in place. Apart from all those technical tools, I would like to mention another important point. It's all about people here. So I'm specifically speaking about, let's say the nose of our steering functions. If you're working in the service desk environment since a couple of years, as I do, or so since many years, you will understand you can have all kind of technical things in place. But one of the most important tools is your personal feeling, your experience, and this is described as the nose factor, if you want.
Thank you very much for your insights, Andreas. It was really enlightening to talk with you today and to learn more about the service desk and the measurement of a service desk KPI. And your last information concerning the nose factor was really important also for us as Modus ITO, as a company, because it's a kind of living diversity in daily business.
Yeah, thank you, Julia, for having me today. I hope I could give a good overview about what's about KPIs within the service desk. And who knows, maybe we could have another one shortly about other very important things and interesting things. So looking forward to that.
Thanks again, Andreas. And now also a short information for our audience. As you heard, you can also join our Modus ITO online events. And for registration, go to ito.modus.de. We look forward to exchanging ideas with you. Thank you for hearing the IT Service Management podcast from Modus ITO today, and take care and goodbye. You can find our podcast, What About Service Desk, from Modus ITO, wherever there are podcasts. Thank you for listening and hear you next time.